The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Zoe is always special. But then, this year's way, especially this session, is special. I'm telling you, it's in line. And I want to use this opportunity to appreciate that for the opportunity to minister and for the growth all these years. Well, it's not part of the program outline. It's not something that I must have to do. It's not like that somewhere it is written down somewhere in the notes. Whereby once you climb up, you must do it. Personally, this is me. Amen. You should have known that by now, don't you? If you look at me, you will have known whose son I am just by looking at me. If you don't see Pastor Henry, that means I failed as a son. That's just the truth. Once you look at me, I am not seeing Pastor Henry. I'm the one that did not do a good job in being a son. I want to appreciate him. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for the people. Thank you. Thank you very well. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let me go straight to my message. The problem is, he's at the beginning of my message, so I don't know how to start. But anyhow, you just see it. So just if you see me stammering, take it that is not me on a normal. Do you understand? When I'm preaching, I don't use to stammer. It's just because Papa is here. So. So it's just these two sides that is existing. This side and existing. Amen. What I'm supposed to teach this evening is a man from God. But the problem with this message is I'm supposed to talk about the ministry of the man of God. But the man of God is here. So it is doing me so. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, there's a statement Papa will always make. And when you study the scriptures, you know, it stays with the scripture. And that statement is that man is always God's method. You see, man is always God's method. Whenever God wants to bring something, both to a man or to a generation, he always uses another man. It's as if his procedure of operation is a man. So when you study, when you go from Genesis chapter 1 to Acts of the Apostles, you will always see the place of men in the agenda of God. When the flood wanted to come and God needed to save some people, a man was available. His name was Noah. The same thing happened when God wanted to set apart a particular tribe. A man was available. His name was Abraham. And when you begin to read and study Bible history, you always see men in the agenda of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Men are always available. The same thing when God needed to save Jacob and his sons. A man was available. His name was Joseph. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Men are always at the forefront of the agenda of God. In fact, when God wanted to save man, a man had to be used. And his name was Jesus. So when you begin to realize that it is almost impossible, if not impossible, to gain anything from God without the operation of another man. Men are always involved. In the teaching of the gospel, in spiritual growth, a man is always used. A pastor is always involved. When God wants to bring a new shift to your life, one of the things that he always does is to send a man. I tell people, in my short stay as a believer, I've learned something. It's an expert I'm not giving you. Now, most times I see people say things like, oh, I want to flow in the healing anointing. That is powerful. And you see them go to the mountain and they are on the mountain for 40 days, 100 days. That is powerful. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is good. I'm not against that. But then I've seen a shortcut, and the shortcuts have been working for me. Should I tell you the shortcut? Just meet a man, let him lay hands on you. You are done. I'm just telling you. Just stay. Now, I tell people, there are some prayers I've not prayed. Well, maybe you've prayed it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I've not prayed it. Things like, oh Lord, I need the healing anointing. That's what I normally pray is God, as it works in Papa, let it work in my life. It's just simple. So I don't care how, that's just a very, very simple prayer. The reason is because man is always God's method. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, when you begin in Hosea chapter 12, Hosea 12 verse 13, you see, God said something. And I love that. Hosea 12, 13. Eyes on the screen. You see, tonight, he is healing line. And let me tell you something. Any healing that is going to happen this night will happen through the hands of a man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So if you are planning, if your plan is to come so that God will heal you, you are in the right track. But then let me also tell you, God will use a man to heal you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If your plan is that, oh Lord, that breast cancer that I've been having for 4, 5, 6 years, I need it gone this night. Oh, I've suffered them. You see, this night there is a man ready for you. You understand what I'm trying to say? In Hosea, he said, and by a prophet. Now look at that. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. So God wanted to bring Israel out of Egypt. What did he do? He sent a man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So a man was at the forefront of the redemption of Israel. That is why, you see, that is why when the Israelites cried and cried and prayed and prayed, God had to send an angel to appear to Moses somewhere far outside Egypt. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The appearance was, Moses, my people have cried, they have prayed enough, now I'm sending you to go and deliver them. So the deliverance of Israel more or less lied on the hands of Moses. Come on, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So till Moses stepped into Egypt, nothing happened. So what were the Israelites doing? They were praying. They were crying to the Lord. As they were crying to the Lord, God was making a vessel ready. A man ready. So when the man appeared, the only thing the Israelites needed to do was to listen to him. Come on, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So this time was not the time to pray to the Lord again. This time was the time to listen to Moses. So Moses will say, sit down here, they will sit down. Moses will say, stand up, they will stand up. Moses will say, put blood on top of your door, they will go and put it. They have been praying, God sent a man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everything that the Lord does hovers around a man. Everything. Every single thing. So by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And look at that. And by a prophet, he preserved them. So the Lord did not stop in bringing the Israelites out of Egypt. He also used a prophet to preserve them. Have you ever studied the book of Judges? Did you observe a pattern? Anytime that something happens and men comes and they are killing the Israelites and they cry to God, what will the Lord do? He will raise a judge. Every single is a pattern from Judges chapter 1 to the last. It's always a pattern. They will cry to the Lord, he will raise a man. They will cry to the Lord, he will raise a man. That is God's pattern. I'm just saying. So man is always God's pattern. Man is God's method. So you cry, oh Lord, I have short-sightedness. He raised a man. Lord, I have breast cancer. He raised a man. Lord, I have back pain. He raised a man. That is God's method. When God needed to take the gospel to the Gentiles, he raised Paul. Come on, do you understand? He needed to take it, he raised Paul. So the redemption, the healings, the miracles were lying in the hands of Paul. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all that the Gentiles needed to do was to listen to Paul. All that they, and let me tell you this, this night is the same pattern. Is the same method. See, I don't know for you. Let me tell you this. This morning, the Lord said I should tell you this. See, this night is not for those that are, it's not just for those that are planning to get healed. If you are like me, that is designed that thing that is called the healing anointing. This night is also your night too. Maybe it's just me that is in that line, but then that's my prayer this night. I don't have headache. I don't have malaria. But then there is something a man has that I need. I'm telling you. So this night, as men are declaring their healing, I'm saying, Lord, me too, Lord. Is it that he has two heads and two bodies? As it is working in him, let it work in me. Have Papa ever been ministering and standing and watching? What is it this different? Has it ever happened to you? This happened to me. You're wondering, is it the way he's holding the mic? Or the way he's standing? Like, is there something? And you are very careful. I don't know. Sometimes I'm very careful. Is it the way he's doing his hand? I want to know, what is that thing that makes him to stand? And the next statement is, if you are sick in your body, by the count of seven, be healed. And all of a sudden, within 7 seconds, everybody's shouting. I am wondering, I stand here, say my own is not working. You see that I did not say the same words that he says. See, let me tell you, if you are in that same line, this night is for us too. I'm telling you, as his ministry healing, you're also standing. I don't... Me, this night, it is me and Papa this night. I'm telling you. There is a story I love so much in the Bible. The blind Bartimaeus story. Do you know that story? The blind Bartimaeus was standing along the road. And he heard. Now, see the funny thing. He did not see Jesus. He heard that Jesus was passing. What did he do? He shouted, Son of David, have mercy on me. That story is very funny. It's very, very funny. Because men shouted him down. Now, that is a funny thing. You know, when you come to God's presence, it's you and God. Not that person. Men shouted him down. Is it only you that came for Zoe? Calm down, my friend. People are rejoicing. Are doing your own life. He said, no, you don't understand. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. They say, calm down now, calm down. This is healing line. Are you the only one that is sick? Men are rushing up. Calm down. Let me tell you something. It is not a sin to rush so that hands will be laid on you. It's not a sin. You are in line. In fact, it is a sin when you are waiting at the back. It's a sin. I just said, let me tell you from church. There is no crime. You know, I tell people, early this year, middle of this year, I was privileged enough to have Papa in my center. And when he came, I had one of my expectations was, let this man lay hands on me. You know, as he's coming to your center, to me, I knew there is a high probability that he don't lay hands on me. He just jumped in and said, Pastor, now. I said, no, me, I'm not the pastor in this meeting. See, this meeting, I'm not pastor, I'm goodwill. So, so if you are laying some people, it was a very strong expectation. It was so strong that if Papa crossed me, I'm expecting him to lay hands. Has it ever happened to you? Just as he's passing me, the head is just there. What the head is waiting is just lay. Just lay. That was, and let me tell you something. Throughout that meeting, I counted the number of times that he laid hands on me. It was once. But then let me tell you something. That once was enough. In fact, that once settled everything instantly. When I came back to my consciousness 5 minutes later, everything was gone. I picked up my faith list of expectation. Everything was ticked. It was okay. See, do you have expectation at all? If you don't, my dear, just start going home. Because you'll be angry with yourself. Because what will happen, you will see men get healed and you'll be angry. Why did you not come with your own expectation? Because that's what's going on. So there are months in Acts chapter 26. Let me show you that story of Paul. Now this is Paul recounting his ministry. In Acts 26 verse 13. This is Paul talking to a king. And look at that. He said, at midday, O king, this is Paul, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. Verse 14. Look at the ministry of Paul. He said, and when they were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice saying unto me, and saying in Greek tongue, Saul, why thou persecuted me? It is hard for thee to pick against the pricks. Next verse, continue. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now listen to the next verse, verse 16. Listen to the next verse. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Now, what is the purpose? To make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Verse 17. This is where the destiny of men lie. He said, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. So God looked at the Gentiles and he sends Paul. Verse 18. Oof, I love verse 18. He said, to open their eyes. So what was the ministry of Paul? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So to deliver the Gentiles, Paul was sent. Let me tell you something. Tonight, faith in the minister is faith in God. Lack of faith in the minister is lack of faith in God. Imagine if the Gentiles said, we don't like Paul. We don't like what you are bringing. We don't believe in you. They will not be saved. That is the truth. Come on, do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is the truth. He said, so faith. Let me show you one more Bible verse. I didn't want us to pray this evening. I want us to pray in Mark chapter 5. Oh, my biblical girlfriend. No, there is a girlfriend I love in the Bible. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. The woman with the issue of blood. That is my biblical girlfriend. I love her. In case they are wondering. Yeah, there she is. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, swear. So how many years have her sickness lasted? 12 years. Next verse. Now look at this. And having suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather gross. Now let me pause and say this. I don't know how long has your sickness have lasted, but then maybe this verse is for you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know. Maybe this verse is for you. Maybe this is the time to forget about all the physicians you've seen. This one, there is one man that is on the stage. Just look at him. Verse 26. I don't know who dies for, but then he said, when she heard of Jesus, and that's funny thing, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and did what? So she did not even want Jesus to speak a word. This is why I love her. In case I wonder why I love her, this is why. She did not want the laying on of hands. She did not want a word. She did not want a word of knowledge. She did not want Jesus to say, there is a woman here. You have the issue of blood. That is not what she wanted. All she wanted is if I can touch the garment. So if, as Papa is going around laying hands, even if he doesn't lay hands, let me lay hands. Oh, I'm telling you. All she said, and she came in the press behind. So amongst all the crowd of men, she came behind and touched his garment. Now look at the results. Next verse. Verse 8. The result. For she said, let me tell you something. Faith talks soon. Faith talks. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I don't need to touch his skin. I just need his clothes. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So this is an anointing. I just need Papa to pass by me and I'm okay. I am okay. I am done. I am done. Verse 29. Let's sorry. And straight away, and this faith, and straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Straight away. Straight away. For me, this night, it is straight away. I don't know for you, but my own is straight away. Straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Verse 30. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue has gone out of him.
Tonight, let me say this. Papa, sorry, but I have to say this one, even in your presence. My desire is that virtue will leave Papa today. See, it's not a sin. At least she did it, and Jesus did not shout at her. If I did, Papa would not shout at me. Virtue. Do you know, sometimes, sir, you just want to drain the minister. Just everything you have, just go home empty-handed. Everything you... Virtue. I want virtue. Sir, sorry, sir. But virtue, this is... We will die in this hall. Virtue. Virtue. He said, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him apart in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Do you know, if you continue that story, the apostle said, ah, men have been touching him. You know, there is a touch and there is a touch. Do you know, hey, Papa can be speaking words, but then you will not take it personal. It is now you and the world. It's as if you are the only one in the hall. Telling, you see, tonight, one thing I want you to do is to decide that tonight it's just you, God, and Papa inside this hall. Your neighbor is not existing. Do you know your friend is not existing? You want to scream, scream. You want to shout, shout. Telling you, sometimes all it has to take is to scream. Sometimes all you have to do is to jump, to shout, to shout. Telling you to shout. There's a testimony that happened in my life. That should be last month, this November, in October. You know, something I've been trying to do since January. January to September, it did not happen. So by the grace of God, my bed was on September 28th. So I was now telling Papa, I need prayers. So, see, me, I don't need money for birthday gifts. Is prayers. So he gave me some assignments and asked me, what do you want? I told him. I had one or two, but then there was one special one that I had. I don't want to go into the details. So that day, so I just called him. I think, I can't remember how, either he did not pick or it was a miscall, and then he called back. And then he just made a statement concerning that thing. He just made a statement. And I said, amen. This I'm saying runs into, is a financial something though. It runs into over 6 to 7 digits and things like that. So you just say the word. Do you know? Do you know that 7 days from that day he said that in 7. Something I've been trying to do since January. No, nothing happened. Agi ragaz, no way. 7 days from that time, I called him. I said, Papa, I have a testimony. Is it that I called him? Okay, on WhatsApp. I said, on WhatsApp, yeah, I remember. I said, WhatsApp, I said, sir, that thing you said, it is done. Now, see, why? Listen. Why I'm telling this is the only thing I needed. I did not even need him to lay hands on me. I was far away in another state. I just needed him to speak a word. A sentence was enough for me. A sentence was enough for me. A sentence was all. You see, this is that thing that I used to say. It did not make it look like I don't, as if I don't know Bible. As if I don't know how to preach the gospel. You see that thing I'm saying? They will not be looking at you straightforward like this. You'll not be wondering what is good. Sure, you'll be seeing me walking around. That's not how I used to preach you. I used to stand there, but then I've been here. This is the reason why. I'm just telling you. Next year, just any other time, tell them, let them just stream. It's not me. So, you know, all I needed was a word. Tonight, let me say this. One of the things that's going to happen this night is that words will be spoken. Hands will be laid. It will happen through a minister. Stand. You know, let me say this. Let me round off by saying this. Faith has a posture. That is a posture of faith. Faith has an attitude. That's an attitude of faith. You see, sometimes people wonder, why is it that when he's saying you are healed, you are already on your knees? It is called the posture of faith. It's called the posture of honor. Why is it that as he's coming to lay hands on you, your hands are already lifted up? It is a posture of faith. You are ready to receive. Have that posture this night. In the next 2-3 hours, anything is possible. It will happen through the minister. Get set. Anything is possible. I want to give us a couple of minutes for us to pray. But then in this prayer, I want us to pray one prayer point. Lord, everything that you've given Papa to give me this night, I get all of them. It's one prayer point. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. You are going to take some minutes. You are going to pray everything this night. Lord, if possible, let all the virtue he came with tonight, for me, it's just me and him this night. Open your mouth and pray. If you are looking for someone to ginger, you are not serious. Everything that he needs, everything he came with, the anointing of the Lord operational in his life, I have been with him for decades. I have seen the sick get healed. I have seen miracles be wrought. I have seen lots and lots of things happen. I have seen lives turned around in 5 seconds. In 10 seconds, I've seen destinies changed. I have seen things happen. I have seen lives changed. All it takes is a word. All it takes is a declaration. All it takes is just one word. One word. One word. One word. One word. One word. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Everything that came with tonight, everything, I am getting all of them. There is a direct pipe from him to me. There is a direct connection from him to me. A direct connection. Everything that he came with, tonight I am getting all of them. Tonight I am getting all of them. Tonight, whether it's the anointing of the Lord, whether it is sickness, whether it's workings of miracles, tonight I need them done. I need them done. Like the woman with the issue of blood, I am coming. I am saying, if only pastor will declare something over my life, I'm okay. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. I just need a declaration. I just need a declaration. Grab someone stand beside you. Grab someone stand beside you. Grab someone stand beside you. All I need is a declaration. All I need is a word. I just need hands to touch my head. I'm okay. Oh. I'm okay. Oh. I'm okay. I just need words. What? I'm personalizing this meeting. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Like blind Bartimaeus. Lord, if you don't bless me, we are not leaving this meeting. This meeting is not dismissing till I go home. Till I go home with my own thing. It's me and this meeting. Come on, pray. Pray like someone that has desire. 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 Come on, pray. Pray, pray, pray. From the time he mounts the stage, anything is possible. Lord, I'm not going home the same. Tonight is my night. That 7 years issue, this night is the expiring date. That 10 years issue, this night is the expiring date. That 15 years issue, that best genetical issue,
this night it ends. It ends this night. 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 Come on, pray, pray, pray. You have 5 more minutes. Pray. 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 Yabalo shata. Yalamanatayata. Every virtue that came with, I am going with them.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.